Hello and welcome back to the Beckett Hallam podcast. Today's guest is Sanjay, who is a personal friend of mine. I've known Sanjay for at least 25 years. In my past life, I was in financial services and I remember doing business with Sanjay. A very, very successful young man and his wife as well in the business. So I would like you all to sit back and listen to this incredible man and his journey on building his business in Belfast. I can feel it, there's something in the water. Anything is possible. Sanjay, first of all, can you remember when we actually met?
Hello, Drew. We've known each other for, well, good over 20 years now, I would say.
Right.
Back in Antrim, when I was living there, you were in the financial services, and you did something for me back then. And that was the first time I had met you.
Right. Yeah. And so I did some financial services for you back then, is that right?
You did. Good. Yep, you did indeed.
That's good.
You did. You helped me out.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. And then I met your wife because she had an office in Antrim.
That's right. She had a business in Antrim and then you were using obviously her business off and on, and she would have been in touch with you and she would have relayed all your greetings to me over that period.
Yeah. Well, I used to take my suits in to her to get cleaned and different things.
That's right.
Because I forgot to say, but you own a company called Mint.
Yeah, we have Mint Belfast in the city centre.
In the city centre.
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you had that?
Well, the business established back in 67. I've been there, the family's been there from 82, and I've been there from, the last 30 years anyway, full time.
Boys.
It's a long time.
It's a long time. You've cleaned a lot of suits in your time.
Well, we have. Let's hope there's many more.
Uh-huh. How did you get the name Mint? Where did that come from?
Well, basically, it was a joint thinking venture between myself and my wife, and I thought one had scrapped the old business name that it was, so it was quite old and dated, and then she and I thought of a name, and ironically she had thought of Mint as well as I did, both at the same time.
Right.
So yeah, as in clean and sharp, and that was very easy to remember.
Right. It sounds a very nice name, excellent. So business going back, you say 30 years, so how have you built your business up from, I take it your father, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Right up to today. So give me a little bit of a story of how you've built that up and what the ups and maybe the downs has been as well.
Well, basically it's challenging any business when you're starting off. When I graduated from university and I came in actually at that time to help my father out, and I ended up staying rather than going out to get a career in retailing. That was my forte back in university. But I came in and helped him out and then just took it from there, took the reins. And my father at this stage he didn't really have the much go in him at that time. He was quite happy enough to keep it at the same level, but yeah. I just wanted to push it on a wee bit.
Mm-hmm.
The key thing about there was being in the business day in and day out and making sure your customers, you know, were being seen to and all the questions and boxes ticked as to what was needed.
Right.
You know, very rarely did I leave the business.
You're always working away on it.
I was, and that's like I think the key thing to any business. You've got to put your efforts in. Hoping in one day that there will be some sort of reward or icing on the cake, but at this stage I couldn't foresee what was in the future.
It's funny as you say, I was just reading an article last week and it says if you can't take stress, don't become an entrepreneur. So I think you would agree.
Oh, I have health issues all down to stress, but still I wouldn't change it.
You wouldn't change
it. I would go back and do the same thing again.
Okay, I'm going to interject here and talk a little bit about stress. As we all know, in business or in life, it can be stressful. But what do you do to overcome stress? Well, it's not easy, so don't let anyone tell you that it's easy. But I have certain things that I do to get rid of my stress. The one thing I do to get rid of stress, believe it or not, is play drums. I get so excited about playing music, and when I'm stressful, I get behind the kit and take it out on the drums. Another thing I do is I go walks. I do a 2 to 3 mile every day walking, and just getting all that information, all that stress out of my mind. But also in my family, when I come home, my wife is very, very capable of finding out what is stressful for me. And then we discuss it and we talk about it. So always remember, you have to talk about your problem. Don't hide it, talk about it. What drives you as an individual?
Customers.
Customers.
The people.
Right.
The people, it's knowing that you're able to help them.
Right.
It's not about the money. It's not about, I have only one shop. You know, and I had one shop 30 years ago. I haven't got a chain of them.
Right.
But, you know, the key thing is, you know, I've been there pretty much all the time. You get to see them, you know them, they have faith and trust in you.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that is how any business can survive. We're going through a very tough time at the moment with COVID and everything else, and businesses closing and suffering. Now, we also, being in the city centre, it's tough at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what's getting us through this is the fact that people know us personally. They know our quality, they know our product, and they would travel for miles just to come to us. So
mm-hmm.
if there's anything I can say, it's a saving grace that, you know, I did what I did, mm-hmm. and now I can actually see the benefit of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a very personable person anyway. So people basically buy you, and then they buy what you've got. I've been in your shop, it's very clean, you do a very good job. But just like our own business, people can buy a property from Beckett Hanlon.
Yes.
Okay, but really it's the partner, or it's myself, that they buy first of all before they buy a property.
That's right.
And we talk about buying safely abroad, you talk about satisfying your customer, making sure it's right for them. That's a quality. Not all businesses have got that. They don't put the customer first. You seem to do that. And are you telling me that that's really paying off over the years, even with what's happened today with COVID-19? They're staying with you.
Absolutely. I mean, if I didn't do what we have been doing, I don't think I'd be here today in business. I can tell you that clearly.
Yeah.
It's because that we have looked after customers. We have. We've got a great loyal customer base.
Mm-hmm.
And we do what they're asking us to. And people will come, you know, has been coming for years. We've got generations of families coming to us now. I would have been dealing with their grandparents at one stage, and now their grandchildren we're dealing with, you know. So sometimes you sit back thinking about it, going, you know, I can't believe this is the age of this person now, whenever I used to see her coming in and only a tote. Or,
well, that shows you one thing, that you're doing something right, because they follow you rather than you following them.
Yes, yeah.
And
oh,
that's
definitely
a very big point.
Oh, yeah. And you have great satisfaction in saying that.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on then, we opened this office, as you well know. I give you an invite, but there's a little bit more to the story, because I was looking at other premises on the Lisburn Road, and I met up with you in Belfast, and you said, Drew, I think you should take a look at this site, this property that's up for rent. And I have to thank you, because this is the best site we have got on the Lisburn Road. Where I was going originally was not as good, so you've helped me get the, you know, the glass front and everything else. I think that would really suit Beckett Hanlon. And then I invited you to the opening. You were at the opening. So
yes.
Did you enjoy that?
Oh, it was great. It was a great evening.
Right.
Great. I met a few people that night and saw the introduction to your business and the properties that you had and where they were. So, yeah, it gave me a great insight.
Mm-hmm.
And I was delighted to see it too, from, you know, an empty unit on Lisburn Road, that you get in there and you did it exactly. I sort of visualised it, thinking, I think this is a good unit, a good site.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, anywhere else I don't think I was comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was just thinking out loud, you know.
Right.
And I was trying to picture yourself in the empty unit, thinking, how would this go? And I think you've struck lucky here.
Right. Well, I think we've got the premises. That, like you, we were locked out after a couple of weeks opening, but now we're back. And I'm very similar to you. Nothing runs in a straight line for me. There's all these ups and downs. But the passion you have, and I think I have a bit of passion as well, that's what gets us through.
Absolutely.
Now, I did mention to you, I want to mention on radio here, or on speaking on this podcast, I showed you a few properties that you're interested in, and that one day we might even do business. Is that correct? You'll be happy with us?
Absolutely. Hoping, if I was to buy something at some stage, it would be definitely through yourself. There's a lot of stories out there, and I wouldn't feel comfortable about dealing with someone that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, because I've known you,
mm-hmm.
and you're established here, I've known you a long time, I have no reservations in buying from you should something come along.
Okay, well, that's good to know. One final question. I always ask every person I'm speaking to, give me one word that describes you, just one word.
One word. Oh, I could sit here all night and
just
blow my trumpet.
No, just one word. Just one word. As an individual, if I was to meet somebody and say, do you know Sanjay, well, how would you describe him in one word?
Helpful.
Helpful. I think you've got it in one. Because that's what I've found out about you over the years I've known you. You're quite low key for business. You've run a very, very good business. You have a lot of people who go to you day and, well, certainly every month to get their cleaning things done. But you've told me that you have a new thing started in your company.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, we just bought this during the COVID sort of, you know, was thinking long term. We're not sure how long we're going to have this issue for, the virus. And there's something new came on the market, and it was a cabinet, a sanitizing cabinet unit that I expressed a bit of interest in. So I think we're probably the first, if not the second, in Ireland to be lucky to get one.
Right.
So we got it put in. It sanitizes garments, sanitizes household furnishings, baby car seats, prams, buggies, you know, anything that we can fit in this, it can sanitize it.
Yeah.
Doesn't require washing, doesn't require cleaning or anything like that.
Sounds a very good item, actually, too.
It is, and it's been working great so far. We've done quite a few items of clothing with smoke and things like that on it, and it's really worked. So now we're playing with it at the moment, but it seems to be going the right way.
So it's another step in your business then?
I think so, right. Absolutely.
Well, I wish you all the best for that. I also wish you all the best in your business, and I want to thank you for coming in, because I know you're a busy guy. You came out of work today to do this podcast with me, and hopefully we'll be friends for another 30 years, God willing.
Oh.
And we'll maybe have the same properties as well.
Well, fingers crossed.
Thank you, Sanjay.
My pleasure.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Back at Hanlon's podcast. Sanjay is a great businessman. He's been a real inspiration to me over the number of years that I've known him. And, you know, with his father starting the business, him taking up the reins and building it to where it is today is a real inspiration to anyone who's out in business, starting to build a business. So I just want to thank you for coming on board, Sanjay, and I wish you all the best in the future.